Tall letter news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
G'day, Rachel. How are you going today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So tell me whereabouts you are, because you're not in your usual spot.
Yes, I'm actually in a small town called Canalpin, which is between Adelaide and Melbourne. I'm going on a road trip to the nearest major city, which is going to take me about 9 hours.
Wow. So with your family, you said?
Yes, with my family. And we've stopped at this town because it's getting a little famous now, because it's got this thing called silo art. So there's these massive grain silos in the middle of the town that have these giant artworks of children on them. And it's the first place in Australia, I think, that's done them as kind of a tourist attraction.
Oh, awesome. Oh, it's always cool to road trip across your own country and see what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm seeing this week that in Australian media, there might be a little bit of a merger going on.
Yeah, so we found out yesterday that Fairfax, which is, I guess, what we could call the anti-Murdoch, the only other really big print media organisation in the country that isn't owned by Murdoch, is going to merge with Channel 9, which is one of our commercial television stations. And up until probably about 6 months or a year ago, that was something that just was illegal, because we had laws that prevented people from owning radio, print and television in Australia.
Right.
And they've since repealed those laws, and this is the first real big merger to go through since then.
And is anybody kind of worried about what that might do to media diversity or quality?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are very worried about that. In fact, our former Prime Minister, Paul Keating, wrote an article in The Guardian yesterday in which he described Nine, the television station, as having the ethics of an alley, and said essentially that Nine was going to water down Fairfax's investigative journalism, and there's a lot of concerns that Nine won't be investing as much in the regional media that Fairfax has at the moment.
Mm.
And a lot of people are calling it the death of Fairfax, so it's a very big news.
Wow, and do you think any other companies will look at doing the same sort of thing?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's not the first time we've heard of it. Rupert Murdoch came very close to buying Network 10, which is another television station, but that didn't end up going through. But I would imagine that because this has been done, you'd think that Murdoch would be trying to get a television station as soon as possible.
Mm. Speaking of the press, I mean, Australia's commitment to freedom of the press might be a bit under threat, I'm hearing.
Yeah. So it was revealed recently under parliamentary privilege by an MP called Andrew Wilkie that a former spy who's known only as Witness K and their lawyer are facing criminal charges for essentially blowing the whistle on the Australian government spying on the East Timorese government back in 2004.
Wow. And how did this become news? How did people find out about this?
Well, I think they were trying to give evidence on behalf of the East Timorese government, because there was a big oil deal that essentially was prejudiced by the government spying on East Timor. And I think when they attempted to leave the country to give evidence, Australia cancelled their passports and they weren't allowed to. And they were really trying to have nobody find out that they were executing them, but they are.
But Witness K is obviously has done this in public interest, so the government's trying to keep it hush-hush.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for parliamentary privilege, we may have never found out about it. And they're also trying to keep the details of the trial under wraps, which means if you get prosecuted, we may never find out what the punishment they're getting is, simply for essentially calling out the government on some bullying of a much smaller government.
Yeah. And tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow in Australian government? Something's going down.
Yeah, so we've been calling it Super Saturday, which is a bit of an Americanized term for it. But it's five Australian electorates are heading to the polls for by-elections to basically finally wrap up the dual citizenship saga.
Man, that's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. So the final five people, which is four Labor Party members and an independent, are going to the polls to try and regain their seats.
Right.
And the Liberal Party is contesting three of them. Well, that's our the government's contesting three of them to try and win them back. And two of them are looking absolutely on a knife's edge, and we really have genuinely no idea whether the government or the opposition is going to win.
Wow. And so will it be kind of live coverage of that, or will you just get an announcement at the end of the day? Or
I would imagine that people will just make it the biggest thing. We'll probably see live blogs. I don't know whether we'll see a television stuff, but I imagine our ABC News will be covering it nonstop.
I'm really interested to hear what happens.
Yeah, it has a lot of implications for the federal election next year.
Absolutely.
If the opposition can't win back their orange seats at this point in time, they're really going to have to take stock of whether what they're doing is enough to win the next election. And it may even throw into question whether Bill Shorten, who's the Labor leader, is the leader to take them into that election.
Wow. So it's big stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it sounds very interesting. And I'm sure you can tell us all about it next week. We'll find out the results of that. Well, have an awesome rest of the trip with your family. And we'll chat to you next week.
All right. See ya.
See you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.